Okay, that was from the Mark Austin Solo Project CD, and it's called Lift Us. And how does that happen? It happens, as this poem suggests, when spirit is free. There is a time for every season, seasons for every time. There's a rhyme for every reason, reasons behind every rhyme. There is a weakness in every power, and a power within the weak, to feel the goodness by the hour when they touch the spirit sweet. There's a proven way to glory, and a glorious way to proof, when you read the master's story and his road to grace and truth. There is a love that spans the seasons, when you take the master's hand, take your place among the legions who are each a loving lamb. Just show your love in graceful nature, write your name upon the sands with these soulful, gentle people who will heal this troubled land. What will you be to God this morning? Will you be the one He always hoped you'd be? Will you spread the love upon these fields of mourning? Find the joyful, soulful solace in full degree in the silence of the moment when spirit is free.
Summer came easy way back then, back when my eyes were clear and true. I followed a light and it showed me the way, and I first felt my freedom. Freedom. Summer came easy way back then, back when my heart was softer. I had a dream and it always came true, and I first felt my freedom. Let it be. I held it close, then I set it free. It's not wrong to feel all right. I turned it over, now I let it out. Then I took it in. Born to lose, I chose to win. And once again feel my freedom. Summer came easy way back then, back with my thoughts of wonder. I sang a song and made a new world, and I first felt my freedom. Summer came easy way back then. Summer came easy way back then. Summer came easy way back then, and I first felt my freedom.
That was good buddy Charlie Packard from Idaho, Feel Freedom, from his CD Designated Driver. He's one of our guest artists on Soul Struggles, The Search for Higher Love, which Mark and I are previewing for you. Here's another of the 21 tracks, a poem that came out of some Urantia book ponderings. We know the story of how Jesus washed the feet of the apostles in response to their grumblings. He told them that they should aspire to be like a servant. Well, how do we do that? How should we try to serve humankind? Here's some thoughts on that. There are as many ways to serve as there are ways to be a servant. There are as many talents to use as the multitudes that built the world. There are as many ways to see as all the visions that sustain us. There are as many friends to help us as the friendship that we give. There are as many ways to be kind as there are moments in the day. There are as many ones to love as all the ones we see around us. There are as many ways to bless as there are blessings that are yours. There are as many views as people, since we are gifted each unique. There are as many ideas for civilization as there are children here to speak. I believe the Jesus portrayed in the Urantia Papers is one of the greatest of servants to mankind, showing us how to live and die and be resurrected into an eternal ascension plan. I was wondering one day how Jesus would vote if he were here today. And at the same time, I was hearing a lot of people using liberal like it was a dirty word. And then I kind of put both thoughts together. Jesus was a liberal, and his heart was bleeding too, to see the horrors mankind inflicts. Suffering was to be his own due. But rising above that woeful pain, to show resurrection for me and you, who share the path that he himself laid, an example clear and true. Jesus was a liberal, loved Samaritans, Romans too. He fought the corruption that man embeds in everything we do. And he spoke of clothing the naked, and healing and comforting the sick. Mercy, compassion, forgiveness standing in place of oppression's hook. Jesus was a liberal, his apostles a motley crew who rose above all circumstances to sow the spiritual seeds that grew through all the world as his glowing example of eternal ascension through God. Believe and have faith, make service your cape as you go out on higher ground sod. Christ Jesus is a liberal, loves Muslims, Christians, and Jews, who set upon themselves with malice now, still in timeless subterfuge. He wishes them peace, an altruistic world, where each child of God is encased, and all can share the fruits of the garden, where love finds an eternal place. Christ is liberal in all concepts, for from ancient ages to new, wishing swords to be beaten to plowshares and earth fruits to grow and renew, with nourishment for the children who consume them and the purity of a garden they grew and shared with all lovers of all ways. Let unity be the path that we choose and cast away dogmatic views.
It's time to wrap up this podcast previewing Soul Struggles, The Search for Higher Love, including my poetry, Jim Cleveland, interlaced with the music of Mark Austin, with guest artists in a rainbow of musical styles, folk sounds by Dan Tyler and Charlie Packard, rich, lush arrangements by Barbara Hester, Richard Knox, and Rick Brunson. Soul Struggles is part of a 4-CD set by Cleveland Austin, available at CD Baby or at iTunes or your favorite digital music source. Hope you'll go visit and sample some more tracks.
This last song is from the Mark Austin Blues Project. It's a traditional song, and it's called Will the Circle Be Unbroken?
I was standing by my window on a cold and cloudy day, when I saw the hearse come rolling for to take my mother away. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, love by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. Undertaker, undertaker, please drive real slow, for this body you are hauling, Lord, I hate to see her go. Well, I followed close behind her, tried to hold up and be brave, but I could not hide my sorrow when they laid her in her grave. I went back home, my home was lonesome, missed my mother, she was gone,
was gone.
All my brothers and sisters crying in our home, so sad and alone. Will the circle be unbroken by and by, Lord, by and by? There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky. We sing songs, songs of childhood, hymns of faith that made us strong, ones that our mother had taught us. Hear the angels sing along, one by one, the seats were empty, one by one they went away. Now my family, they are parted, will they be again someday? Will the circle be unbroken by and by and by. There's a better home awaiting in the sky, Lord, in the sky.
Yes, it means love.
Through the circle,
be unbroken.
By and by.
There's a better
home awaiting in the sky.
There's a better
home awaiting in the sky.
Lord, in the sky.
Thanks, Mark, and thanks for listening to our Soul Struggle CD. Hope you'll visit me in an exploration of the spiritual universe at lightandlife.com.
And come see me at markaustinband.com. See you then.